You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Once again, this hour, we're coming to you this week from Dallas, Texas, and the 25th anniversary celebration of Knowledge Fest from the Mobile Electronics Association. I'm Dave Graveline.
This portion of our broadcast from Knowledge Fest is brought to you by Rockford Fosgate, purpose-built audio for all your vehicles. Visit rockfordfosgate.com.
Our next guest here in Dallas at Knowledge Fest, their 25th year of Knowledge Fest, by the way, is telling us all kinds of cool things about remote start, about vehicle protection. He's been on the show. He's a fun guy to always talk to. And they are always coming out with some of the coolest, greatest new things to talk about. The CEO of Directed, makers of things like the Viper Smart Start you hear us talk about for years, is Bob Struble. Bob, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Always good to be with you. And I don't know what year it is for you at Knowledge Fest, but I'm sure it's a bunch, and always happy to sit down.
Actually, it's our first Knowledge Fest ever. With us. It's our first time.
My goodness.
And
well,
welcome
to the party.
Well, thank you. This is something we should have been broadcasting from for our 24 years anyway, because this is awesome. And so many cool things in terms of mobile electronics. It's not just the sounds we're hearing in the background. It's companies like yours with great protection products and all sorts of neat things. But, man, there's everything here for boats and motorcycles and everything.
Knowledge Fest is important. It's the one group of shows that focuses exclusively on the 12-volt community.
Yeah.
And we not only get the owners here, we get the installers. And these are our people. These are the guys in the bays that work the magic on the vehicles. We get a chance to show them all of our great new stuff. We get a chance to train them up and just generally get their feedback on what's going on. It's very important for us to be here, and I'm glad you're here now, too.
Oh, yeah, and it's awesome because there's so many people clamoring around the Directed exhibit just over yonder, over your shoulder
on
the video here.
Full booth, happy Bob. So we have had, in the 2 days thus far, just jam-packed people. I attribute that to our innovation, and we just got a lot of new stuff to show and a lot of new stuff to talk about.
Well, and your team like Chris and Andrew, and they're just in there, and Jeff, they're all in the booth, and people are in line to get more info and saying, okay, now if we haven't been carrying your product, we have to now because it's getting a lot of buzz, and appropriately so.
We think so. And again, why the show is so important to us.
Yeah, by all means. But not to be outdone by cool new products, you've got another new one literally just out.
Literally just out. We started taking orders, Dave, for the new Viper Connect this week, and you referenced Smart Start. This is the latest implementation of Smart Start. So what is unique about it, it is wireless. So you remember, and we've talked a lot in past segments about our new DS4 system, so new anymore. But what's unique about DS4, it's a remote start security platform that has Bluetooth capability. And with that, we're able to create products like this. So this is Connect. You see sleek and small.
And simply plugs into the onboard diagnostic port in your car. If you got a car that's newer than mid-90s on, this will work in your car, which is pretty much all of them.
Well, pretty much all of them. So it is simple as literally plugging this into the OBD port and pairing it. Most folks know how to pair their phones or things. You pair this to the DS4, and you have Smart Start. And I know you've been a a happy Smart Start customer for many years.
Yeah.
This is just going to bring it to a lot more folks. And so simple that a consumer can even do it themselves.
I was going to say, very easy to do, which is great because you're not tying up an installer to do that.
If they've already
installed your systems and you've got other things they can help with. Something like this, is there a suggested retail price yet on it?
It's going to be the same as regular Smart Start. So $199 at retail. And again, the installation process is very smooth. And for whatever reason, the customer did not decide to get Smart Start in the shop, you know, we can follow up afterwards and say, do you know how easy it is, you know, to give yourself vehicle diagnostics, vehicle tracking, vehicle control around the world? You were just showing me, you were looking at your Smart Start back in your vehicle back in Florida using the Smart Start app. So it's an attractive feature, and now we're bringing it really to another level in terms of ease and simplicity.
Yeah, because you mentioned the app and how I was showing you how things are working really well, and our friends at Cartronics have been helping with that sort of thing as well. And the ability to just know literally from anywhere in the world. I mean, I'll be in Berlin again next month at IFA for our 17th year broadcast, and then I'll be in China a week after that. It's nuts. But you get that peace of mind looking back and just looking at the status of your vehicle as well as the location. I mean, that's a no-brainer now. GPS is so easy. But for me to be able to look and see it's armed, it's locked, you know, the hatch is not open, you know, common things.
And control and too, Dave. And
yes,
control.
And control, of course.
Lots of stories I can tell one personally of parking the airport as a way on a business trip and left my daughter's lacrosse gear in the trunk.
Oops.
She needed it for a big game. Well, guess what? She drove to the car, and I think I was in Boston, was able to pop the trunk back in San Diego. She grabbed the stuff and was out of there. So vehicle diagnostics, vehicle control, and tracking anywhere in the world, it's a very compelling product.
Oh, for sure. And something to look into, Viper.com, give you more info. But what else are you showing here at Knowledge Fest? Because I'm seeing so many people. You got such a tricked-out Jeep.
Yes.
Over there with everything, including the Bluetooth siren that I've been experiencing.
The Bluetooth sirens, again, it's on that same wireless theme. Mm-hmm. So a siren connects to our DS4. It goes in the engine compartment. And, you know, in the old wired days, Dave, a tech would have to pull a wire through a firewall.
Not an easy thing to do.
And bad things can happen.
Yes.
Bad things can happen.
And time-consuming.
Very time-consuming.
And the consumer's paying for that.
So we've got now a customizable Bluetooth siren. You mount it into the trunk space. It pairs wirelessly via Bluetooth with our DS4, and you've got your siren there. And you can do some cool stuff with it. You know, you can customize the alarms or the alerts and all kinds of neat things to keep people away from your vehicle.
Yeah, you can load an audio file, like up to 10 seconds of something you want to say, or take a little WAV file off of something. And, I mean, just to have some fun with it. But the idea is that end users are able to do more in the long run with some of your products.
We do our best. You know, consumer electronics, Dave, it's innovate or die.
Yeah.
And we are the innovators in our space. I think if you look at our product catalog versus what was out there a couple years ago, it's essentially completely turned over. And not to rip on our competitors, but I think if you look at theirs, they're going to look pretty much the same as they've been the last 2-3 years. So we're innovating. We're seeing success in the marketplace. And we're following, you know, well-established trends. This wireless thing, you know, kind of popular.
I think it's going to stick around.
This customizable thing, user-provided input, people like that.
Yeah.
And so you'll find that in our products, even these high-tech products that are in cars.
Oh, for sure. And one of the things we talked about last January in Lost Wages, Nevada, other cool new things that you're doing in terms of starting and using a car and leaving without a key. I mean, this is some cool stuff coming in.
Yeah, some cutting-edge stuff. We call it smartphone as a key, but this is essentially, you know, if you've got two keys, expensive keys to your car, but you got five folks in your family who are using it, you can enable an app, and through Viper product installed in the car, they can go, your kids or your friends can go and drive that car without necessarily having a key. So, again, phones are another trend that seems to be pretty popular.
Yes.
I think it'll be around for a while. And we are using that, you know, as well. Smart Start, obviously, is an app-based service on your phone. And people carry their phones everywhere, and why not have capability and functionality with our products tied to those phones.
And I try to think of something as I use my Viper Smart Start app that you're not already doing, and I can't think of anything. Because
stay tuned.
I was going to say, there's got to be some things that you and your team are working on
hold
to say,
that thought. Yeah, I mean,
Dave will be impressed with that one.
The next one, we have announced it. It's not quite ready yet, but we call it Fleet and Family. So this is using Smart Start for a businessman or even a family that has a small group of vehicles to control. So this is for The guy that's got 8 trucks in a long maintenance business, or he's got 10 HVAC trucks or plumbing trucks.
Wow.
We put SmartStart in them, and he has now a web-based interface. He can see where all his vehicles are. He can see the driver behavior. He can understand what's going on, and that's helpful running the business.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
you're a a concerned mom with teenage kids, you know, wouldn't you like to be able to know where they all are? You can have geofencing capabilities, so if they go outside a certain area, you'll be warned about it. This is something that the client base, our customer base, has been clamoring for. We're going to announce it in very, very reasonable prices, Dave. $20 a month to have all that capability on how many ever vehicles you want to have.
Nice. Wow. And I'm impressed with Les and the guys at Cartronics being able to use an aux button to open my gas cap.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
I mean, it's
a good one.
Something as simple as that, they thought,
well,
hey, it's kind of goofy, but we know you love
gadgets.
Gadgets.
I have the pros working on my car, and I've got a Jag back home, which is a convertible, and one of my aux buttons will take down the top. And
now, that's cool.
Home. There's nothing cooler, Dave, than finishing your meal at a restaurant and coming out and seeing the top down and the engine ready to rock.
Yeah, especially when people are looking around saying, there's nobody in the car.
Exactly.
How they do? I mean,
exactly.
It used to be that was the coolest thing that I could do, starting the car, and there's nobody around.
And
now everybody, is doing all kind of car remote starts, and it's like,
you'll get a few raised eyebrows for sure.
Yeah.
And brings us right back to the importance of Knowledge Fest. We can work that magic, but virtually all of the professional installers in this at this show and in the 12-volt shops across the country, they are experts. They know how to do this. And, we get calls all the time to say, hey, this guy wants to do something pretty funky. I think this is right. Is that right? And we'll say, yeah, let us write that one down in case anyone answers again.
Yeah, share it with the dealers all around
exactly.
the country that say, here's a unique thing that somebody else came up with. That's what networking like at a Knowledge Fest is all about.
Oh, for sure. We got on that line, we have a Facebook page which is reserved for our installers. And you want to talk about cool ideas, and you want to talk about cool implementations. The guys just geek out on it. They help each other solve problems.
Yes.
It's a super effective way for installers to be connected to installers. So
love it.
For those installers out there, get on the directed the Viper Facebook page, and you'll get a lot of your questions answered by pros, colleagues in the space.
Bob Struble, the CEO of Directed, you are always a lot of fun to chat with. And every time we talk, you got new cool stuff to discuss. Keep it up.
Well, we'll have some new stuff next time, Dave, and
Excellent.
I hope it's pretty soon.
Oh, by all means. We'll check it out. Viper.com, just like the snake, VIPER.com. You can go to directed.com. You can go to intotomorrow.com. Plenty of links to Bob and his team when you visit us. We're back with more in Dallas, Texas, and Knowledge Fest. It's the 25th year of Knowledge Fest during our 24th year on the air. Stay tuned. Into Tomorrow, I'm Dave Graveline, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
We're thrilled that you've tuned into Tomorrow This Week from Dallas and MEA's Knowledge Fest. I'm Dave Graveline, and by the way, this portion of our Knowledge Fest broadcast brought to you in part by
Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com. And by streamguys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow at intotomorrow.com.
Our next guest is introducing a new generation of vehicle security here in Dallas at Knowledge Fest. She is with a company that is called Author Alarm, and she is the head of export from Author Alarm. And I hope I get her last name correctly, because it's Russian, right?
Yeah.
Anna Francisova?
Yes.
How do you say it?
Francisova. Almost the same.
Yeah, nice. Exactly. So welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing just fine. You had the longest walk, because you're the exhibit right next to our broadcast area.
Yes,
so,
yes.
But thank you for making it. It was a long
thank
walk.
Yes, it was. The longest was from St. Pete to get here.
That from St. Petersburg, Russia, yeah. Because we're from Miami, Florida, where we have a St. Petersburg, too. Not the same.
I know. No, not the same thing.
So you probably came the longest from anywhere in the world to this Knowledge Fest in Dallas.
I think so, too.
St. Petersburg, Russia. Mm-hmm. How do you speak such great English?
I don't know. It just happens here. I have a good practice with all the guys here and with my team also, so it's not a problem anymore.
Well, very good. Now, I introduced you as having a new generation of car security. What does that mean? And tell me a little bit about Author Alarm.
Well, as I said already, we started like 10 years ago in Russia, and we had a very bad situation with the car theft. And basically, the car criminals in Russia are getting more and more sophisticated each year.
Oh, here too. So you're not the only country that has vehicle theft problems. But yeah, I hear you.
So back then, we just decided that we need to create something really effective to protect the cars from theft. And the unique way to do that was to create some product which protects the car on a digital way. So basically, we say that we speak the same language as your car.
Oh, so whether that's Russian or English or whatever language that your car speaks in that sense, you communicate with it.
Exactly, and we work with different softwares for the car, so our device is universal and can be programmed for every car. So it's quite easy to install, and we just try to make the product very simple for installers and also very effective for the final customer.
Now, that's cool, but how does it make it different? You know, I've got a car alarm. Most people have a car alarm. Newer cars just come with it, you know, from the factory. Okay, it'll beep your horn.
Exactly.
But, you know, it sort of helps a little, I guess. But how is your product different?
Well, we connect it to the CAN bus of the car, like, let's say, to the brain of the car.
Okay.
And then you have three methods of authorization. You may have key fobs that you have in the set. You just keep them with you and go and start your car without any problem.
Sure. Key fobs, very popular these days. You hit a start button and there you go.
Yeah, but you don't have to push anything on the key fob. It's just a Bluetooth key fob that we use.
Uh-huh.
We also have PIN code that you can set by yourself. For example, you buy the device, you pay for installation, the installers put the PIN code, and you can change it for more safety for you.
Oh, so you have a PIN code 1234, but you change it as you go.
Exactly.
It's like, make sure no one gets my PIN code.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you create it by yourself.
Right.
And you can also download the application that we created for this product. So in Apple Store or on Google Play.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And just have your mobile phone like a key fob. You just need to have the application open, and that's it.
Okay. But now, does it detect the kinds of things that most other car alarms detect? If there's a bump or there's a broken window or someone opens a door or the trunk?
Well, it's not a big deal to open the car. You were right. You can, you know, just break the window, and that's it. But then you got a problem because you cannot start the car without PIN code or key fob or so.
Gotcha. So it's multiple layers then,
exactly.
Right? So if somebody does get into the car, they're probably not going to be able to take it no matter what they do.
Exactly. We just prevent the theft.
Gotcha.
I mean, the GPS trackers and navigators, they became very popular. But what's the point if your car is in Mexico?
Good. Oh, I found it.
I found it.
I can't get it.
Exactly. Or,
but I found it. Yeah, big deal, right?
Yeah. We just do anti-theft.
Yeah. Well, and I understand now the concept is not trying to prevent, although that'd be great if you can prevent someone from even breaking into a car, but that's a whole other problem. You're
exactly.
just making sure that they don't get the car.
Exactly. For example, you have kids, so you don't want someone to start your car with you and go for a joyriding with the girls, I mean.
Yeah.
So we protect also from that.
And you came up with this 10 years ago? But
yeah.
It's now a developed product available, right?
It is. We just add sometimes some additional functions like closing the mirrors or closing the roof. But the main idea came to our minds like 10 years ago.
Wow. And what is the product called? I know we have a box here.
Yeah.
And it says, is this Igloo?
It's Igla.
Igla,
which
okay.
means in Russian, we are from Russia, it means needle.
Needle.
Yeah, so we created that name because it's that small, the device. So any criminal cannot find it in the car.
So an installer can hide it anywhere?
Anywhere.
And it's really that small?
It's that small.
No kidding. So
yeah.
It's a very tiny device that you can see. And is it available in the United States yet?
Yes, already in Canada as well.
For how much? Do you know in U.S. dollars that someone can get an idea what they might have to spend for something like this?
Well, for that, I think the people should contact the local installers because everyone has installation prices and so on.
But
I think it's around 500, like something like that.
Okay. And again, we're talking about multiple levels of protection. Exactly. PIN code required, key fob, you know, these different things, so that even if they do, someone does break into the car, they're not going to be able to leave with it.
Exactly.
Now, unless they hook it up on a tow truck and take it or something, or do you have even ways to detect that?
Well, no, but they can try to tow it to some place, but they will not be able to start it anyways.
True. If you can't start it, it's no good to somebody who's going to try to sell it to some other crook.
Yes, and the good thing about the product for the final customer is that you guys don't need to pay anything. You just install it and use it for life.
Ah, very cool. I'm liking the whole concept of that. And what actually brought you to the U.S.? Was it because we also have those kinds of issues? And
I
you
know.
Figure, well, we're covering the Russian market now, where you're from. But let's help the U.S. and Canada, because they, too, have a lot of car thefts.
Yes, this is very true. We started export like 3 years ago, and now we have 33 countries in our range.
Nice.
Yes, and we investigated your market as well. Mm-hmm. And it looks like very interesting for us, because, unfortunately, you have around 1 million of cars stolen in the USA each year.
Yeah.
So we decided that we can use our approach to help you guys to delete this problem from the list and just live happily ever after.
Terrific. IGLA is the name of the product. IGLA. And the website is author-alarm.com. AUTHOR-alarm.com. And, of course, we'll link you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Anna, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us here in Dallas.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, and a pleasure to have you with us. We'll have more from Knowledge Fest. It's their 25th year, as a matter of fact. As Into Tomorrow continues, I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
I'm sure you've already called in for
the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
But if you haven't, we're in the last full month, because it ends with our IFA broadcast in September. So be sure to join us at 800-899-INTO anytime, day or night, and win some of these cool things.
From Biodynamic Lagoon Active Noise Canceling Bluetooth over-ear headphones.
From Whistler, they sent us a bunch of cool stuff, including magnetic mount dash cameras, high-performance laser radar detectors. We've got a diagnostic inspection camera and more from Whistler.
From Data Locker, a Sentry 1 flash drive, a Sentry encrypted micro SSD, and an encrypted external 500 gigabyte hard drive.
iHome has sent their Aquio water bottle speakers in a variety of colors and their Bluetooth rechargeable waterproof speakers with voice control.
From Remo Plus, the Remo Bell S smart video Wi-Fi doorbell camera. They sent us several of those.
Yeah, no reason to have to spend all that extra money on Ring. You could get these cool ones for a lot less and less monthly charge as well. From One More, their triple driver in-ear headphones, their triple driver over-the-ear headphones, and Stylus True wireless headphones.
From 3Doodler, their Create Plus 3D printing pen, their Start Essentials pen set for kids as young as 6 years old, and the Star Trek pen set, a pen and a TV show that's out of this world.
Oh, I get it. I see what you did there. From E Technologies, the Cami Smart Home Security Starter Kits, their indoor cameras, and their wire free outdoor cameras available.
From WeBoost, they sent several of their drive sleek single-user vehicle cell phone signal boosters and their drive reach multi-vehicle signal or multi-user vehicle cell phone signal booster valued at $500.
Easy for you to say. And from Silent Beacon, personal safety wearable devices valued at $100 a piece. We want you to mention, no promises, no guarantees, but any of these items mentioned, two or three, we'll try to get one of them to you if at all possible. At what number, anytime?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. This portion of our special from Knowledge Fest in Dallas is brought to you by Directed, bringing you Viper, the world's best-selling vehicle security and remote start brand. Check out Viper.com. And by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Have you ever lost a car key and then had to go spend a couple of $100 or more at a dealership because that was your only alternative? Our next guest has you covered as we continue more of our discussions at the 25th Knowledge Fest here in Dallas. Welcome the Retail Marketing Director for Car Keys Express, Kirk Stewart. Kirk, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And the fact that we've discovered with you coming up to our broadcast area what you do, I said, we've got to get you on. This is awesome. Yeah. If we can save our audience money, that's one of our main goals for 24 years on the air. And this sounds like an opportunity to do that. So tell me a little bit first about the company, and then let's get into the actual products.
Yeah. So we're based out of Louisville, Kentucky. And we've been in business about 15 years, and we started out being an online retailer, basically buying used remotes, refurbishing them, and reselling them for less expensive than a brand new one at the dealership. In 2008, our owner started hiring electrical engineers, and we started an R&D program. And in 2014, we launched this universal car remote, won product of the year at Apex that year.
Sweet.
It basically combines 216 OEM remotes into one SKU. So think of it as a universal TV remote except for cars.
Awesome. I didn't even know something like this existed. And I flip it around the back, and he's not kidding. Look at all the different, those of listening on the radio, perhaps in your car while you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. Come to intotomorrow.com for all the videos here from Knowledge Fest in Dallas, and you'll see what we're talking about. But there's a whole bunch of manufacturers, so you're not kidding about how this universal car remote can be utilized. How difficult is it to set that up? Because I couldn't tell you how many remotes I've lost or, more importantly, damaged.
Right.
And it's like, well, I've got to go back to the 12-volt dealer just to get that replaced. But you can do it with this.
This product, any consumer can pair to their car in under 5 minutes.
Wow.
And so, you know, just like a universal TV remote, you just have to tell it what kind of a remote it's going to pretend to be, whether it's a Toyota, a Honda, a Nissan. And then,
or even aftermarket alarm companies?
It doesn't do aftermarket alarms. It's just OEM.
Car manufacturers.
Exactly.
All right. But even in and of itself, that's going to cover a whole lot of folks.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly. You put the key in the ignition, you cycle it a few times depending on the exact model, and it pairs it to the car. So it's, you know, $29.99 retail.
Wow.
Versus, you know, typically $100+ at a dealership.
Now, will it also do, if you've got a remote that will remote start your vehicle, mm-hmm. it'll
yeah,
do that?
These two functions on the bottom will either do remote start, or if you have a minivan that's got the power side doors, it'll control those, or whatever functions.
I'm seeing a trunk pop and arm disarm, obviously, panic it looks like perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
For how much? $30.
Yeah, and it's unlike the OEM, you can actually go swimming with this one. It's waterproof, so it's nice for that.
Yet another advantage. So now when I was introducing you, I talked about this product, which is really awesome. The simple key, you call it, where mm-hmm. you can replace your car key without having to go spend a few $100 at the dealer.
Exactly. So car manufacturers have continued to add more and more technology to keys. First, they put a transponder chip in there. Then they made them what we call remote head keys, where they put the key and the remote together, still bladed. And now they've done these proximity keys where you don't even have to take the key out of your pocket. But these are $400 or $500 at the dealership.
Yeah, Chris, don't lose that one. It's going to cost you a fortune. Unless, of course, you deal with Car Keys Express.
Absolutely. And so the challenge with these has been that you have to have a special tool to program these to the car. So a user hasn't been able in the past to do this themselves. So what we did, in addition to inventing the key that looks just like the OEM, in this case just missing the Nissan logo on the top.
Okay, so this particular one is for a Nissan Infiniti, for example.
Exactly.
And it matches
It looks exactly
without
the same.
Without the Nissan logo, you'd have to pay a fortune for.
Exactly, exactly. But what we did is inside the box, it has a programmer. And the programming tool plugs into the OBD in the car.
Oh, okay. And it's an onboard diagnostic thing that every car has since it was born since when?
Mid-90s.
Mid-90s, okay. So if you've got a car that's newer than the mid-90s, this is going to work for you.
Absolutely.
And then what happens here?
So based on the exact model, if you got a Nissan Altima, you'll put it on position 2. If you have a Sentra, you'll put it on position 3. It tells you in the manual which position to put it on. You plug this into the OBD, you hit the button on the end, and about 30 seconds later, it'll beep at you telling you it's done. So it literally takes seconds and doesn't require a visit to the dealership.
So you're not kidding. It is that easy, then.
It is that
and
easy.
And this comes with the system.
Exactly.
And what does it cost?
So this is a $149 retail price point. And typically it's about $400 for a smart key at the dealership.
Yeah. So for $149, $150 bucks,
right.
Easily half of what you would spend if savings-wise, if not more even, from the dealership.
Right, exactly.
And they're available now for all kinds of manufacturers, I'm hoping?
Yeah, so we have General Motors. We have the Ford Simple Key we make covers 29 million Fords. So that's a very common
Maybe
key.
Chris's Explorer. There's hope.
Probably. we also have another Nissan model, and then we have Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram that are coming out before the end of the year. As well as a Toyota key in January. So we release about 6 to 9 new keys a year. And so there's always something new coming out. But we focus on the most common models first and then work our way to the lesser.
I love it. Well, Kirk, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here at Knowledge Fest. And
right.
keep making the cool stuff, and we'll keep talking about it.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
This is Into Tomorrow here in a very loud convention center covering mobile electronics. Go figure. Right here on the Advanced Media Network. Thank you for turning that down.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number 1 by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
We continue our broadcast this week from Dallas, Texas. By the way, we got so many people on the show that we were able to record some additional interviews that will also be on next week. So we'll have kind of a hybrid Knowledge Fest Part 2. You don't want to miss any of that. Oh, and remember, video of all the radio interviews as well this week.
This portion brought to you by Rockford Fosgate, audio for your car, boat, motorcycle, or UTV. Learn more at rockfordfosgate.com. And by Directed, making life more secure, comfortable, and fun in and around your vehicle. Learn more at directed.com.
You know, we've talked a lot on the show about dash cams, and there are a plethora of them out there these days, but this one is quite unique. How about a 360-degree dash cam? And you think, wow, do I need that? Oh, yes, you do. Stay tuned, because the director of sales for Waylens is Everett Morris. Everett, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Thank
glad to have you with
us.
My pleasure. Again, there's so many dash cams out now. It's like everybody and their brother seems to be making one. Tell me first a little bit about the company. What is Waylens about?
So Waylens is a company that has expertise in automotive camera technology. We were founded 3 years ago by a group of people who came from MIT Media Labs and also had background with Ambarella, which is a camera chip maker.
Oh, okay. Good.
So our expertise is automotive cameras, and we were founded in Massachusetts. We initially came out with an automotive performance camera which is for automotive enthusiasts. Mm. But where we really made a big splash was when we debuted the Secure 360, and in particular, the Secure 360 4G. And one of the things that makes this camera absolutely unique, and I'm going to pick it up so I can show it to you, is, number one, it's got a very unique form factor. Does not look like any other dash cam on the market.
Not at all.
Number
two. In fact, how would you describe it for the listeners listening on the radio that have yet to see the video?
Well, I would say that you've got your mount, which attaches to the windshield down low next to the dash.
Yeah.
And then connected to the mount, you have what almost looks like a space capsule.
I was going to say a little flying saucer kind of thing with a nice sphere on top. Obviously, the lens.
Which is the lens. And one of the things that's absolutely unique about this camera is it is a single lens 360-degree view camera. So we are going to be able to show you in several different respects how it covers 360 degrees.
Well, while you set that up on the phone, I'm going to angle this camera itself, so I'll let you get that set up so we can talk a little more about it, but I'm just going to spin it around. What it would be showing here, I'm already seeing myself in kind of a bubble.
So one of the things that's absolutely unique about this product, aside from the 360-degree view with one lens, is it has 4G connectivity. Mm. So that you have the ability to access this camera from your smartphone. One of the really nice things about it is as something is happening around my vehicle, because there's 4G connectivity, once something happens, two things occur. Number one, I get a notification on my phone here in Dallas mm-hmm. that something has happened in my truck. And number two, that video is stored in the cloud so that it cannot be lost.
Good.
There's a record. Good. It's stored there for 7 days. I can access it whenever I need it.
So unfortunately, unlike a lot of cameras, that they'll store it on a micro SD card on the camera, and then unfortunately somebody breaks the window, smashes it, you know, gets your camera and takes off, you got nothing.
You got nothing. But we do, because now with your
phone,
it's in the cloud. You can access that. You've got the video of the perpetrator.
Sure. Give us a quick idea as to what the camera looks like.
And okay. So here we're looking at the view of the camera in the app. And right now, as we look at it, we're looking at a split-screen view. And the lower part of the screen is showing you 180 degrees to the front. And the upper part of the screen is showing you 180 degrees to the rear. So you have a full view of what the camera is seeing.
Yeah.
Then the other way that you can look at it is you can take it into the full immersive view. And what that means is you're seeing in one direction everything that the camera sees. So now that you're seeing that, what if you want to see all around? What you do is you simply scroll across. And you're scrolling around 360 degrees.
Is this available now?
This is available now.
And how much?
It retails for $399.
Okay.
Plus there is also the monthly service fee for the data plan. And the best plan to go to is immediately to go for a year, because that gets you the best rate, which works out to be $8.33 a month.
Okay, terrific. Very cool. More info, of course, at waylens.com. And we'll get you there as well when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Everett, thank you for spending a few minutes with us here during Knowledge Fest in Dallas.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Stay tuned as Into Tomorrow continues here on the Advanced Media Network.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
As we continue bringing you Knowledge Fest from the Mobile Electronics Association in Dallas, Texas, thank you for tuning in to tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Our special, by the way, from Dallas, brought to you in part by
Directed, bringing you Viper, the world's best-selling vehicle security and remote start brand. Check out Viper.com. And by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow at IntoTomorrow.com.
Our next guest here at Knowledge Fest in Dallas is a specialist in automotive remote start and security, among other things. Joining us as tech support manager for First Tech and CompuStar is Wade Beebe. Wade, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. I'm good.
Glad to have you. I am pronouncing your last name correctly, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yes,
I mean, it looks like that, but I thought maybe I should have asked you before
No.
we went on the air.
That's perfect.
Tell me what's happening with you guys and a little bit about First Tech, first of all, and the company, and then let's get into what you're showing here at Knowledge Fest.
Sure. First Tech started out as actually a detail shop in Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, cool.
Then proceeded to get into car audio as a natural progression, and then picked up some remote starts, and then he decided that he could do it a little bit better. So we built our own product, and then 2003, they moved down to Seattle, which we're based out of now.
Oh, very cool. It's always great when you have some entrepreneurs that are doing any number of things and realize, wait, we can also do this because I know how to do it better.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's right. The American spirit if there ever was one, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we try to continue that tradition today. You mm-hmm. know, every time we sit down at the table, we say, okay, what can we do better than we did last year?
Gotcha. Now, those of you listening on the radio not yet seeing the video, have no fear. IntoTomorrow.com. You're going to see video of all of the guests here in Dallas and all of their cool products. But those watching the video now, we're going to show you a couple of wiring harnesses, it seems like, right? And
yes, sir.
Tell me the importance of these.
So in the past few years, vehicles are becoming a little more complicated. Wires in the vehicles are becoming...
A little.
Yeah, putting it mildly. The wires in the cars are becoming significantly smaller. So what we've tried to do is make the install a little bit simpler for our installers. And the connectors that are being used, like many of the other T-harnesses out there, are OEM grade. So, you know, you're getting a factory quality connector. You don't have to worry about any wires, bad connections coming loose in the down the road, things going bad.
And you mentioned, of course, not voiding any warranty with your
right.
car manufacturer. Because understandably, a lot of people say, well, I want to have this and this and this added aftermarket. But what if the car manufacturer says, oh, nope, your warranty is history.
Right.
I hope that doesn't happen, but it certainly shouldn't happen with these kinds of products.
Absolutely. And that's always a concern for the consumer. You know, their car warranty is more important, you know, but they want that starter.
Yeah.
So this gives them an opportunity to have peace of mind that, yeah, it's not going to avoid our warranty.
Cute little device here that says First Tech, and I'm seeing some connector type things. What is this?
This is our new X1. It's a drone X1. So drone is our telematics or smartphone interface product.
So it doesn't fly?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Well, you could try to make it fly, but
okay.
It wouldn't get very far.
Let's see if I can get it into
yeah.
camera lens. Okay, no. But it's called drone. That's kind
yes,
of cool.
Sir.
Why that name?
You know, I think it was just in 2010, we developed the drone product line, and it was just kind of, we wanted to remotely control your vehicle, and a drone was kind of the first thing that came to mind, so we rolled with it, and it seemed to stick.
Oh, I like it. And so how does this interface then with our smartphone?
So this is similar to a smartphone, and we can talk to it, over the air via the cloud, and we can send it commands, and then we'll repeat those commands to the remote start that's installed in the car and tell the remote start what to do, which by there controls the car.
Ah, gotcha. That's pretty cool. So you're installing a remote start, and then with this interface, we have basically an app on the phone, right?
Yes,
that
sir.
We can control it with.
And in addition to that, we can also use this as a GPS tracking device. So
nice.
If you have children that you want to know where they are, then you can tell.
More information, of course, you want to visit them at CompuStar.com. We'll link you there from intotomorrow.com as well. Wade, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here in Dallas at Knowledge Fest. Continued good luck and keep making cool things that help all of our car tech.
We're going to try. Innovation first. That's what we're all about.
I love it. That's very cool. Into Tomorrow continues from Dallas, Texas. I'm Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.